they're gonna write to me when they get across the sea every chance, when that Washington lands in France.
I ain't sick, oh now, sugar baby.
Now, mama, don't you weep and moan. Uncle Sam's got your man and gone. Now he done that limber across the sea.
Just a taste of the Memphis Jug Band from the 1920s and the Overseas Stomp. The 32nd annual Minneapolis Jug Band competition is coming February 8th to the Nomad from 3 to 8, and then Sunday, February 9th to the Caboose from 2 to 8. What's a jug band anyway? Papa John Colstead tells us.
They didn't have the money to buy an upright bass, for example, so they would use a wash tub with a string in it. And a pole, and then that would create a bass note, and they would learn to play that. But what gave it the name of the jug band is that they used ceramic jugs. You would blow into them like with what you would into a trombone or a tuba, and you would create a bass note in there that would reverberate. And so that's where the term jug band comes from.
Papa John Colstead has been connected with the jug band competition from the very beginning, as has M.J. Mueller.
There were jug bands here in Minneapolis. Specifically, Mama's Home Cooking and the Juke Savages had been around. The event started as a challenge between a few of these bands as just a relief from the wintertime blues, sort of. Word got out that it was a fun and goofy event and was a cure for some midwinter blues, because you could come and laugh and enjoy yourself and actually hear some pretty good music. From there, it grew into what it is today.
Now, this event has rules. Like, you have to have a certain number of real jug band instruments, and then there's a rule about how much you're supposed to practice.
Well, it started with no practice whatsoever was allowed.
I'd like to have MJ talk about the quality police, because I always saw people running around with sheriff badges, and tell us who it was that had those badges on and why they were wearing them. So.
Well, Bob Stelnicki, is the one that had those badges made, and they were like a sheriff's badge, and they were basically jug band purity control. And we had a sheriff and a deputy sheriff, and those badges still exist, and we still wear them.
Hey, MJ, the jug bands from back in the 20s were parodying jazz, you know, playing horn lines on the kazoo. I hope that's still going on.
We have had people do takeoffs on mini rock songs on the CD that was put out a few years ago. There, Girls on Top did Kung Fu Fighting, and then the Sloppy Joe Jug Band also did a takeoff on Purple Haze called Purple Hay.
Purple Hay. Purple Hay. Purple Hay up in my barn. I'm just spinning yarns. I got there, I ain't sure how. Excuse me while I kiss this cow.
The Minneapolis Jug Band competition takes place Saturday, February 8th from 3 to 8 in the Nomad, then Sunday the 9th from 2 to 8 in the Caboose. MJ, what's the scene like in the clubs?
If it's anything like years past, it'll be pretty crowded. A kind of a reunion-y sort of feel, since people come from all over, and over the years the crowd has actually gotten younger and younger.
I think what's going on is that a lot of the young people are looking back to roots. They're looking back to something of substance and in their culture.
Papa John and MJ, you've both performed at this event. MJ, I'm picking one out from a group you played with, the Sorrells, a group named after that winter shoe.
It was just really enjoyable to be in a huge all-women band and be up on stage. I'm not a musician, so this is totally out of my realm for the most part.
1 for $5, 2 for $10. If you buy a round once, you'll buy 'em again. Sailing nuts, hot nuts, you buy from the
Minneapolis Jug Band Competition, Saturday, February 8th from 3 till 8 at the Nomad, Sunday, February 9th from 2 till 8 at the Caboose.
Hunters, you're far from the peanut man.
This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.